Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. During Vice President Joe Biden's visit to Wisconsin today, he says he spoke with Jacob Blake on the phone for 15 minutes. Blake is the black man whose shooting by a white Kenosha, Wisconsin police officer last week sparked days of protests and violence in that city. My own Silver from member station WUWM in Milwaukee has more.
29-year-old Blake talked with Biden from his hospital bed and described the pain he's enduring, says his attorney Ben Crump. Blake's family members have said he's paralyzed from the waist down after being shot by police. The Associated Press reports Biden says Blake, quote, talked about how nothing was going to defeat him, about how whether he walked again or not, he was not going to give up. Biden says his wife Jill and Blake's mother said prayers. President Trump did not meet with the Blake family during his Tuesday visit to Wisconsin, in part because the family wanted lawyers present. For NPR News, I'm Ayan Silver in Milwaukee.
The former Speaker of the Ohio House has pleaded not guilty to a federal corruption charge stemming from an alleged bribery scheme. Republican Larry Householder and four others are accused of taking $60 million in energy company money for personal and political use in exchange for passing a legislative bailout of two aging nuclear plants. Householder entered the not guilty plea during a brief hearing before a federal magistrate judge. The former Speaker Tuesday in his first public comment on the matter said he's innocent and expects to be exonerated. The number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims fell last week, dropping to 881,000. It marks the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic began in the U.S. The claims have fallen below a million, though with more than 13 million Americans still receiving unemployment, it's clear the job market has a long way to go. Economists are expecting the economy will create around 1.4 million jobs last month when the monthly job numbers come out tomorrow. Technology sector stocks have been big winners in recent weeks, but today investors decided to take a chunk of that back with a major sell-off in the sector, driving the NASDAQ down more than 5% at one point. That quickly pulled the other major U.S. stock market indices lower as well. But Michael Farr, CEO of the investment firm Farr Miller in Washington, doesn't think what happened today is necessarily a harbinger of things to come.
This is much too minor to call a correction of any kind. We'd have to give it a lot more days and see if the selling continues. So maybe some profit taking along with a lot of this computerized trading that tends to pile on and cause and exacerbate, you know, these volatile moves in either direction.
The big downturn comes just a day after the Dow closed above 29,000 for the first time since February, just before the coronavirus pandemic began ravaging the U.S. economy. Apple, Amazon, and Facebook were among the biggest losers today. Taking a look at the numbers, the Dow dropped 807 points to end the session at 28,292. The NASDAQ fell 598 points. The S&P 500 dropped 125 points today. You're listening to NPR. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he has no intention of allowing New York City to reopen its restaurants for indoor dining until there's a plan in place to monitor and ensure they are following regulations for coronavirus prevention. Cuomo saying he thinks restaurants there should be open, but says the state lacks the necessary personnel to monitor the city's more than 27,000 eateries. The nation's four historically black medical schools are receiving $100 million from Bloomberg Philanthropies. As Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants to increase the number of black doctors in the U.S.
A third of the money is going to Nashville's Meharry Medical College, the largest gift in the school's 150-year history. President James Hildreth says current students will be able to apply for as much as $100,000 in scholarships, which is often needed since they tend to go in critical but less lucrative specialties like primary care.
Today is the dawn of a new day for the future of minority health and for you who are rising to take that challenge.
Money will also go to medical schools at Howard University in Washington, D.C., Morehouse in Atlanta, and Charles R. Drew University in Los Angeles. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Actor Chadwick Boseman is being celebrated and remembered in his hometown of Anderson, South Carolina today. Organizers of a tribute say he was loved and admired in the town of around 28,000 people. Boseman died last week of colon cancer at the age of 43. He was known for his role in the movie Black Panther and a number of other films. The tribute will include a viewing of the movie at an outdoor amphitheater this evening. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.